Pastor Kenneth Honore.
Let's jump right into it. You have your Bibles. We'll get into some scriptures in a minute, but I want to talk about the title for our lesson this morning is Thanksgiving Day is Not Over. Because according to the scriptures, if we understand it every day, and I believe of a song, even a song that is written, say every day is a good day to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. So look at the person next to you, look at your neighbor, front, back, side, wherever they are, and tell them Thanksgiving Day is not over. Because Thanksgiving is the believer's attitude toward life, their approach to life, and their response in every life situation when they have a revelation of God's goodness toward them. Let me say that again. Thanksgiving. See, to the believer, Thanksgiving Day did not end Thursday.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that? Because to the believer, Thanksgiving Day is their attitude toward life, their approach in life, and their response in every life situation, good or bad.
Amen.
Is our response in every life situation because we have a revelation of God's goodness toward us. See, when you have a revelation of God's goodness and how good he is and how eager he is to perform and to manifest himself in the midst of our circumstances, even when we're in what seems a bad situation, when we got a revelation of that, we can be thankful in the midst of it because we know that God is bigger than the situation that we're in. He's bigger. I think he's bigger, and if you allow me to say it that way, he's badder, hallelujah, than the situation. Are you listening to me? Yes. So we can be thankful, even in the midst of it. Amen? And so Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13 and verse 14, I want you to turn there with me, and we'll read this because you know, James said, in the book of James, James said, he was talking about a fountain, but he actually was referring to the mouth of the believer. He said, sweet water and bitter water shouldn't come out of the same fountain at the same time. Hallelujah. So a mouth that is filled with thanksgiving and praise is a mouth that is spilling out or releasing good water, sweet water. But a mouth that will complain in a situation is a mouth that spitting out bitter water. And the prophet James said, sweet water and bitter water shouldn't come out the same mouth. In other words, praise and complaining should not come out of the same mouth. Our mouth was made to praise God. Our mouth was made to magnify God. Even in bad situations, you got to be careful, hallelujah, what's coming out of your mouth. Somebody say glory to God. And so in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13 and verse 14, because again, we're emphasizing the fact, we're alluding to the fact that Thanksgiving, glory to God, day is not over. Hallelujah. Somebody say every day. Every child of God should be thankful every day, no matter what is going on in their life. I know we're going to read the scripture in a minute, but, you know, even if you got a sore toe, if you got one sore toe, you ought to thank God for the nine that's doing good. Come on, somebody say amen to that. And as you thankful for the nine that's well, then he begin to work on the one that's not. Are you listening to me? Yes. That's the way it worked. Hallelujah. So notice what Philippians say. See, this is a believer. Understand, I said that, you know, in order to be thankful all the time, in every situation, no matter what's going on in your life, it got to be by revelation from the word of God of God's goodness. See, because if you don't have a revelation, you'll be complaining when things not going right. When you don't have a revelation of God's goodness, you'll be saying things that you shouldn't be saying, and you could be hindering the power of God. Whereas on the other hand, when you have a revelation of his goodness, you'll be saying the right thing, and you're releasing the power of God in your situation. Can you say amen to that? See, the devil is always there to try to get you to complain, to try to get you to get discouraged, try to get you to start fussing, even try to get Christians to start cussing. But when a believer, when a Christian have a revelation of the goodness of God, they will not yield their mouth to the enemy to be fussing and cussing when they need to be praising hallelujah and singing hallelujah. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 and verse 14, it says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." My God, this verse is telling us, say, no matter what's going on, you got to understand the God factor. It is God that is at work. It is God that is at work. Even when things not working right, God is still at work. Even when things seem like they're not going right, God is still at work. He say, it is God that is at work in you, both to will and to do. And notice the last part, of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. So it doesn't make a difference how it look like, doesn't make a difference what it look like, doesn't make a difference how it look like it's going to turn out. You got to understand, if God working on it, it's going to turn out to your good. It's going to turn out to your favor. But then notice the next verse. See, because if you understand verse 13, you won't participate in verse 14. Verse 14 says, do all things, hallelujah, or experience all things, or go through all things without murmuring and disputing. That word disputing means complaining. He said, do all things without murmuring and complaining. Go through life without murmuring and complaining. Somebody say, Pastor, that's hard to do. Yes, it's hard to do, but when you got a revelation of God's goodness and when you understand that complaining turns God's power off, but praise turns his power on, you'll stop complaining and you'll start praising. Come on, can you say amen again? Hallelujah. Praise God. So this scripture say, do all things without murmuring and complaining. Hallelujah. You got to keep thanksgiving on your lips no matter what you're going through. You got to praise God in the midst of the problem. Hallelujah. Because praise, hallelujah, praise invite God into the situation. When your back is up against the wall, like the song say, and it look like things is over, look like you're down and out, look like you're defeated, look like you don't know how you're going to come out, surrounded by the enemy and don't know how you're going to get out of this. When you start praising and thanking God, it's like the army calling for the first cavalry, the air force, the infantry, and all at the same time. Somebody say hallelujah. Because your praise locates you. Hallelujah. And let the enemy know where you are. And let God know where you are. And let the devil know where you stand. And let God know where you stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when it look like you're surrounded, that's the best time to start thanking him and praising him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because you can always find something to praise God for. You can always find something to thank him for. Maybe three things going wrong, but I'll tell you, if you really think about it, there's 15 things you can praise him for in the midst of them three things going wrong. Come on. Can you say amen to that? You put how good God been to you in one scale of the banner, and you put all the bad things, the mishaps and the challenging thing that happened to you in the other banner, that banner of the goodness of God always going to outweigh the bad thing the enemy has done. Every time. But what the devil want us to do, he want us to focus on the bad so we can forget about how good God has been. Just because we're going through it or something, just because things not going right, just because we done had some distasteful experience in life, just because we may have had some traumatic thing. I know you may have lost something. You may have lost a loved one. You may have lost some money. You may have lost a job. You may have lost a child. But a thankful mouth, always thank God for what's left and not complain about what's left. Always thank God for what's left and not complain about what's left. In other words, if you got a glass half full of water, You have two choices. You can complain about what's not there. You can complain about the water that's left the glass. Or you can praise God for the water that's left in the glass. Hallelujah. Take your pick. And according to the scripture, we're going to see it. When you praise God for what's left, when you praise God for what's still there, when you praise God for the water that's left in the glass, then he began to supernaturally fill the glass back up with water, and not just fill it, he'll run it over. Because David said, my cup runneth over. Somebody say hallelujah. But David understood how to give thanks to God. He understood how to praise God. It was David in Psalm 100 that said that I enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. All right, let's move on. Glory to God. So in Psalm 100, since we talked about it, verse 5, David said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. Now notice what I said prior to that. I said that when a believer gets a revelation of thanksgiving, they can thank God in any and every situation, good or bad, because they have a revelation of God's goodness toward them in any situation. Amen. See, when I know how good God is, then no matter what situation I'm in, I can be thankful. Yes. Amen. Now, Psalm 100 said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates. If the gate locked, then I need a key. But this verse just told me what the key is. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So when I give him thanks, thanksgiving is the key to opening the gates so I can have the next verse. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Anybody listen to me? Then it says, for the Lord is good. So thanksgiving is the key that opened the door and unlocked God's goodness in my life. That's why I refuse to complain. I know we have a lot of things that we can't complain about. And I know sometimes life experience things doesn't go the way we expect them to go. But when I understand how good God is, and when I understand how to get God to moving and operating and working and manifesting himself in my situation, I know complaining ain't gonna bring God on the scene. I know a pitiful mouth is never called the powerful outcome. A pitiful mouth only dig a pit. But a mouth of praise can lift you up out of the pit that the enemy dug for you. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. I said, that's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Job praised God in the pit. And his praise took him from the pit and put him in the palace. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. No, he was in the pit, but he didn't have a pitiful mouth. Hallelujah. He continued to praise God. Yes. And because he continued to praise God, the Bible said that God was with Joseph in the pit. Yes. God was with Joseph in the pit. You ever been in the pit? You ever had a pitiful experience? Hallelujah. Yes. Well, that's the time you praise God. That's the best time to praise God. The only two times that you should praise God. Number one, when you feel like it. And number two, when you don't. Glory to God. Can you say amen again? Hallelujah. Anybody feel like praising him? Amen. Every now and then when you're going through things in life, you ought to take a praise break. Hallelujah. Every now and then when things not going right in your life, that's a good time to take a praise break. You say, wait a minute, I'm tired of looking at this. I'm tired of talking about this stuff. I'm just going to pause for the cause, and I'm going to praise God in the midst of this mess right here. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, Thanksgiving Day is every day for the child of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, in everything, give thanks. For because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, God just told you that in every situation, give him thanks. He said, this is my will. This is my witness situation. Now, I know it's not going right. I know it don't look right. I know people don't think you're going to come out, but I'm going to tell you what my will is in it. My will is not that you complain. My will is not that you throw in the towel and give up. My will is that you praise. My will is that you be thankful, because if you're thankful, I'm not telling you to thank me for the bad, but I'm telling you that if you be thankful in the midst of a bad situation, you're not thanking God because it's bad. You're thanking God because he's good. My God, I wish somebody listened to me up in here. I said, when things are going bad, you don't thank him for the bad. I just told you, when you got a bad toe, don't thank him for the bad one. Just thank him because you got nine that's still working. Hallelujah. And when you keep an attitude of gratitude, then God come in, hallelujah, with his power, come in with his angels, come in with his supernatural forces, and he calls, because you got an attitude of gratitude, he come in and bring you up to a certain longitude in that situation. Amen. My God, he come up and grab you and fly you. Your Thanksgiving is wing, is the wing that lifts you up out of bad situations. It's the wings. Bible said he come with healing in his wings. He's not just talking about healing your body. He's talking about healing whatever situation need to be healed.
Amen.
See, say you. He said, you mount up as wings with wings as eagles. Those that wait up on the Lord. Well, when I'm waiting on him, I'm not waiting and complaining. I'm waiting with an attitude of thank you. My mouth is full of thanks. I'm just praising God. Lord, I don't know when you're coming, but I thank you that you're coming. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know how you're coming, but I thank you that you're coming. Hallelujah. Lord, I didn't intend for it to last this long, but I thank you that I ain't going to stand here forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to thank you today. Hallelujah. I'm not gonna be double-minded. I'm not gonna be double-mouthed. My mouth gonna thank you. My mind gonna thank you. Every time I think about it, my God, the song say, when I think about his goodness and what he done for me, I'm gonna shout hallelujah. So in the midst of something going wrong, something going bad, start thinking about everything that he done good. Hallelujah. And then he began to work on it. He began to turn it around. Hallelujah. Brother Wheeler came into the office this morning with a shout and a praise report. He said he had to put his car in the shop, and the mechanic told him it was going to be $500. Now, $500 was a deal, because he took it in about F. It probably wasn't going to be thousands of dollars, because something was going on with the motor, inside the motor. The man had to tear the motor down. The man told him $500. He was shouting about that. But then he got a call back. He said, I sold a $100 seed, Pastor. See, y'all don't want to hear that. He said, I sold $100. He said it. I sold $100 seed, Pastor. And the man called back and said, it was going to be $500, but I gave you a discount. It's going to be $400. So he came with a thanksgiving on his lips. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Now, so let's look at this. So 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 say, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So you're not thanking him for the bad, but you're thanking him because he's good. So every day, that's the emphasis I'm trying to get across. That's the punchline that I'm punching. That's where I'm hitting you at. Every day. Hallelujah. You might have to repent for yesterday because you complain about something. But that's all right. Repent for yesterday and thank him for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got one child not acting right. Don't complain about the one not acting right. If you got three that acting that I can write, thank God for the three that I can write. And when you're thankful for the three that I can write, then he, at the same time, he's working on the one that's not. Got a husband, a wife not acting right. Don't be complaining. Start thanking God. Start thanking God for the good thing that he is doing. He may not take the trash out, but he got a job. Thank God that he's working. Hallelujah. Wife may have burned the fruit. Thank God you got a pot to cook it in. Just be thankful. Hallelujah. Just be thankful. Why? Because there's power in thanksgiving. I'm going to show you that in the scripture. There's power in thanksgiving. David said, you unlock the gates of God's goodness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. I say the Lord is good. I can't hear. I say the Lord is good. Sometimes that's where you got to talk to your situation, because the devil show up and telling you, you know, why God didn't do this. Listen, let me tell you something, devil. The Lord is good. He's only good. He's always good. He's nothing but good. And he's good to me. That's right. He's more than good. Hallelujah. Watch this. Psalm 34 and 1. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I can't control what's coming out of your mouth. When things not going right in your life. But by act of my will and from a revelation of God's goodness, I refuse to complain. Even when I don't understand what's going on. Because I'm going to be like David. David had a revelation. David was after God's own heart. So the Bible said, David said that I will bless the Lord at all times. That's the same David that said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. David must be on to something. David said, I don't know what you're going to do in your situation, but I will bless the Lord at all times. When things going good, I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to be thankful. When things not going right, I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to be thankful. Why? Because his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. It said, by him, let us offer unto God the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. He said, let us, I left a word out. Let me quote it again. By him, let us therefore offer unto God continually. You can't leave that word out. Continually. Continually. I'm going to continually praise him. I might get on your nerve because I thank him so much. But I continually get on your nerve because I'm thankful. Hallelujah. Now, you know, sometimes you can get on Christian nerve when you talk about God so much. See, you can't talk about him too much. So I didn't say when you talk about him too much. I said when you talk about him so much, you even get on Christian's nerves.
Yes, sir. Yes,
But the ones that talk about him so much are the ones that he blessed so much. Somebody say hallelujah. Yeah, because God, when God bless you with something, and you don't say thank you, you don't give him thanks, you don't acknowledge it, you don't testify, then he's kind of hesitant to whether he's going to bless you again, because he don't know whether you really appreciate it or not. But when you're going to run out and tell it, even in the time when Jesus healed some of the people in the Bible, he told them, say, don't go tell nobody. He said, Jesus, you crazy. I ain't walked in 38 years. You think I'm walking now? You think I ain't going to tell this? I'm going to tell the whole world. Hey, hallelujah. They try to tell the blind man, one of the blind men in the Bible, he said, you know, who is this Jesus? Tell me something about him. The man said, look, I don't know much about him. All I know is I was blind, but now I see. That's all I know. I don't know where he came from. I don't know who he came from. All I know is that I had an encounter with him, and I was blind, and now I see. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful to the man. The man said, Jesus, look, I'm so thankful. I want to follow you now. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. 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 You got to stop all that fussing. Yes. All that complaining. You're hindering your blessings. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're confusing the angels. Wow. You know, you're thankful one day, and then you're complaining the next day. The angel headed the way to you, thanking God. The angel only way with your blessing. And then you start saying, well, I don't know why he ain't come yet. The angel stopped in midair and said, what'd he say? So I can't go on that. I can only enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. I can't enter in with a complaint. He just locked the gate. I wonder if you're getting this. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So Hebrews 13:15 said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. And see, the word sacrifice means sometimes you got to do it when you don't feel like it, and sometimes you got to do it when it don't look like, when you can't, looking at the situation, you don't see a reason to praise it. But let me, you don't see a reason to give thanks. No. But sometimes you got to thank him on credit. In the natural, don't look like I got nothing to thank you for, but I thank you on credit. Amen. Yes, sir. That's what the prophet Habakkuk said. Turn to Habakkuk chapter 3. Quickly. Habakkuk. H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K. Habakkuk said, glory to God. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to thank God. I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to have a heart, a mouth, and a mind of thanksgiving all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Notice what Habakkuk said in Habakkuk chapter 3. Because David said, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Habakkuk had a revelation of how to open the door for God's goodness to manifest in this situation when things were going bad. My God, I don't think you heard me. I say the prophet Habakkuk had a revelation of how to open or unlock the door of God's goodness, Lisa, in the midst of when things were going bad. Notice what he said in verse 17. He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall any fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. I mean, it boy in bad shape. And there shall be no herd in the stall, nothing in the pantry. And nothing in my pocket. Yeah, can you praise him now? Can you say thank you? Can you say, Lord, thank you now? But notice verse 18, he said, yet. He said, I know I don't see no reason to praise him. I don't see nothing to thank him for. I don't have nothing. He said, yet. By an act of my will, I've made a decision. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. When he did that, notice verse 19. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet as hinds' feet. You know what he's saying? He said, I'm going to climb up out of this. See, hinds' feet, he's talking about a mountain goat. When you look at a mountain goat feet, looking at his feet, doesn't look like he could climb mountains just looking at his feet. So when you see him climb from the bottom of a mountain to the top of a mountain, you look at his feet and you wondering how he did it. So this, he said, you know, I don't know how God going to bring me out, but when the people that are looking and thinking I'm going down or thinking I'm going to stay down, he said, when I get through blessing the Lord and praising the Lord, they going to see me come. He going to make my feet as hind feet. He gonna make my feet like a mountain goat feet. I may be in Nevada right now, but I'm about to climb up out of this. He said, when I come out, they ain't going to know how I came out. Yes, but I know how I came out. It wasn't so much in my might, it was my mouth that got me out. I praised and thanked my way out of this situation. Yes, you, glory to God. He said, make my feet at hind feet. He will make me to walk up on the high places. Thank you, Lord. To the chief singers and on my stringed instrument. He said, I'm going to praise him. Whatever I got, I'm going to praise. I'm going to praise my way out of this. Hallelujah. And so I remember this lady, some of you heard me give the testimony. I like to give it because it's a power testimony. Concerning Thanksgiving, this old lady was in a house, and I don't know whether it was during holiday season, but she was going through a trying time, a tough time in her life, but she loved God, and she didn't have anything to eat, and she had some grandchildren, and she was there, you know, she got them grandchildren together in the kitchen, and she set the table, didn't have nothing to put on it, but she set the table. And she was just in the kitchen just praying and praising God, just thanking God that food was on the table. The kids, the grandchildren sitting there looking like, Mama, you know, these plates are empty. You know, but she was thanking God and praising God that food was on the table. And then they had some bad kids in the neighborhood, some bad kids, terrible kids, devilish kids. They heard her praising. And they used to make fun of her. You know, they used to come knock on the door and run. And hide. And then she would come open the door and she would see them and she'd say, I know that's your kids. And that's what they would do. Then she'd go back in the house. They would disturb her sometime when she'd be praising God, when she'd be praying. They'd knock on the door, interrupt her prayer. She'd come to the door, they'd run hide. But they heard her. And one day they decided that they were going to go and buy. That day they decided they were going to go and buy some food and bring it and sit on her doorstep. And they knocked on the door and ran, jumped in the bushes. And she opened the door and there was food at the doorstep. She got the food and she took it in the house and she was praising God and crying and shouting all over the kitchen and telling the children, say, God came through. God came through. God came through. So them kids ran and knocked on the door, say, Shannon Doherty, say, woman, God didn't do that for you. Say, we did that. We took our lounge. We went and sold bottles and went and bought that growth and brought that. She said, no, baby. She said, God did it and made the devil pay for it. So when you thank God in the midst of your situation, God will make the devil. Glory to God. God will cause people to bless you that you least expected. God will cause people that don't like you to bless you if you praise him and you keep thanking him in the midst of your situation. So I was in Hebrews before we went to Habakkuk 13 and 15, and it talked about, it said, by him let us offer up therefore unto God the sacrifice of praise, that is continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And then the reason that's so powerful, that verse is so powerful, because it says when we're giving thanks to God and praising him continually, it is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. And then if we go over to Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 19, Minister Captain, he said this. He said, I create, God said, the fruit of the lip. In other words, when you continue to praise me and thank me in the midst of your situation, it is the fruit of your lips giving thanks to his name. And then he said, now, I didn't have you doing that for nothing, because I told you in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 that this is the will of God in Christ concerning me. So I had you praising me and thanking me, even though you didn't feel like it, even though you didn't look like it was a reason, even though it didn't seem like things were working in your favor. But I told you that it's my will in every situation and everything that you praise me. Because when you praise me, it is the fruit of your lips giving thanks to my name. And then he go over into Isaiah 57, 19 and say, I create the fruit of the lip. In other words, you got to listen to me. What he's saying is, he said, when you thank me in the midst of every situation, even when you release my creative ability, glory to God, to make things happen for you that may not happen in the ordinary. When he said, I create the fruit of the lips, he said, I'm about to make something happen for you. That's why I'm telling you, in everything, in the midst of it, give thanks. Because when you're giving thanks in the midst of it, I create it. It is the fruit of the your lips, and I create the fruit of the lips. So when you give thanks, I'm about to, you're releasing my creative ability. I'm about to make something happen for you. Hey, listen to me. I'm about to create a way out of no way. Are you listening to me? 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. No, 2 Corinthians. My God. Hallelujah. Chapter 2 and verse 14. See, I'm going to close you with some scriptures that going to show you the power. Everybody say power. That is in Thanksgiving. We're going to close with some scriptures that are going to show you the power that is in Thanksgiving. And if you can embrace these scriptures, if you can get the revelation from these scriptures, just give me a few minutes just to show them to you. If you can get the revelation from these scriptures, then you're going to get the understanding. You're going to get the revelation from Thanksgiving, and your mouth going to change from this morning. Amen. I know some of y'all, amen, thank God. I thank God. But sometimes I complain too. So notice what he said in verse 14, 2 Corinthians. He said, now thanks be unto God. You see why we're giving thanks? Yeah. Which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Yeah. Well, hold up. If God's going to always bring me out, then what do I have to complain about? Are you reading with me? Yeah. Amen. He said, now thanks be unto God, which always cause me to triumph in Christ. And notice it said, and make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge in every place or in every situation. He manifests Jesus. If I be thankful in the midst of it. Hallelujah. See, when you develop an attitude of thanksgiving, you start thanking God for everything. that you have now. And therefore, you won't complain about what you don't have, and you won't even complain about what you're believing for and waiting on.
Amen.
See, when you start recognizing where you could be in life, then you'll start continually thanking God for where you are in life. When you realize where you could have been born at, then you'll thank God that you were born in America.
Yes. Amen.
When you recognize that you could be out in the cold with no roof over your head, you'll thank God for the roof you got over your head.
Amen.
When you realize that you could be in a situation with no running water, you'll thank God just because you got running water. You thank God because you got hot water. You thank God, come on somebody, because you got something to eat every day. You'll be thankful every day of your life. You'll thank God that you're still alive. Thank God that you can walk. You thank God that you can talk. You thank God if you still got your sight. You know, it may not be 2020, but thank God for what you got left. You'll be thankful for everything. Because, let me tell you this, when we're grateful, thankful Christians, bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, discouragement, complaining cannot take root in a thankful heart. Why? Because if it's full of things, there's no room for anything else but thanks.
Amen.
I say it cannot take root in a thankful heart. Bitterness can't take root. Oh, it'll come in. But just like he said, say my cup runneth over. Well, if the cup fill up and run it over with one thing, you can put something else in it. It's going to run out because my cup running over.
Yes, amen, amen, amen.
So you put bitterness in there. Somebody tried to put bitterness in there. I know we have some distasteful experience in life, but the distasteful experience shouldn't make you bitter. If you're thankful, it's going to make you better.
Yes, amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sure said. Now, thanks be unto God, which always calls us to trial. John chapter 11, get this in your note. When Jesus came to Lazarus' grave, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And the first thing Jesus did, he gave thanks to God. He said, Lord, I thank you that you have heard me. Mm-hmm. And then he went on to say, and I thank you that you always hear me. Watch this. When you thank God for what he's already done, then it opened the door for him to show you more of his goodness. In Luke chapter 17, I'm coming to a close now. Luke chapter 17, the 10 lepers, remember the 10 lepers? Came to Jesus and he healed all 10. He told them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. Remember that? And the Bible said, as they went, they were healed, all 10 of them. And say, but one of them, when he acknowledged that he was healed, he turned and went back and glorified God and fell at his feet, giving him thanks. And Jesus asked him a question. He said, now, were there not 10 healed? He said, where are the 9? Seemed like to me that he had something for all 10 of them. That he had, let me say that he had something else for all 10 of them, because all 10 of them got healed. But why would Jesus ask the question where the other 9 was if he didn't have something else for them?
That's right.
And the scripture proved that he had something else for them, because I guess the one said, you know, I don't know where they are. Maybe they're out there shouting, praying, and going on about their business because they got their healing. But he came back and he gave thanks. And Jesus said, now, because you came back and gave thanks, your faith has made you whole.
Amen.
See, the other just got healed. But he was made whole. Because when you continue to give God thanks every time he do something for you, he always going to do something else. And he'll keep doing it until there's nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. That's what wholeness means.
Yes.
But we can, when we complain, we're hindering and holding up God's blessing to even do more for us. Are you listening to me? So he told the woman, told the man, he said, listen, your faith has made you whole. Here's what I close with. Seem like church. Because sometimes we wonder why our faith seems like it's not working. Seem like we're confessing, but look like nothing happening. The man gave Jesus thanks for his healing. And Jesus said, because you gave thanks, your faith has made you. Seem that like there's a connection between faith and thanksgiving. The more I give thanks, the more my faith will work. The more I give thanks, the quicker my confession going to work. Even in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, this is my last scripture. The Bible said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with seem like thanksgiving. Make my prayer work better.
Amen.
Make my faith work better. He said, with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise now and then.